Well, college football gets started tonight if you want your fix early. Yep, there are a slew of games on the schedule on this Thursday night. We'll talk about that later. Hi, I'm Tom Turpeville. Here's your first look at sports. Now, one concern the Aggies have on offense is what happens if quarterback Ryan Tannehill were to go down with an injury. It does happen, you know, like to Stephen McGee 2 years ago when Gerard Johnson took over. Well, backing up Tannehill are two redshirt freshmen, Jameel Showers and Matt Jokel, and one true freshman, Johnny Manziel. Coach Mike Sherman was asked who's the number two quarterback, and he says that that's been decided.
For this game, it'll be Jameel Showers will be the backup quarterback. And I think we have three backups. I think they're all capable, Jokel and Manziel as well. But if Ryan were to go down in this ball game, Jameel Showers would end up playing this game.
So what stood out about Showers?
I think they all understand the offense pretty well. Jameel, I thought, when the play broke down, made some plays with his feet and was able to extend the play and create time to allow us an opportunity to get another play.
Aggies and SMU, of course, kick off Sunday evening at 6:30 at Kyle Field. College football's top 25 schedule kicks off tonight simultaneously in two venues, with number 11 Wisconsin hosting UNLV and 20th-ranked Mississippi State on the road at Memphis. Wisconsin will be looking to make an early statement that last year's Rose Bowl run was no fluke. The Badgers have won 28 straight regular season non-conference games, last losing to UNLV 23-5 nearly 8 years ago. Mississippi State is nationally ranked in the preseason for the first time in 10 years. The Bulldogs returned 15 starters from a team that went 9-4 last year, including a 52-14 romp over Michigan in the Gator Bowl. The host Tigers are trying to rebound from a 1-11 season under second-year coach Larry Porter. Now, also on tap tonight, lots of games. Here's some of them. Louisville will host Murray State. North Texas will be at Florida International. Georgia Tech brings in West Carolina. Syracuse brings in Wake Forest. Utah will host Montana State. The Aggies' next opponent, Idaho, is at home tonight with Bowling Green. And Arizona State late tonight will host UC Davis. Tomorrow there's a couple of games, including TCU at Baylor. And Michigan State will host Youngstown State. Texas Athletic Director Jalas Dodd says that Texas A&M could have partnered with the Longhorns on a regional network, but the Aggies weren't interested in the early planning stages. Dodd told the Associated Press that he talked with Texas A&M Athletic Director Bill Byrne about a partnership about 4 years ago, and Byrne was not interested. Dodd said that Byrne tried to reopen discussions about a year ago, but by then it was too late. Texas had decided to create a network of its own. The Longhorns eventually signed a $300 million 20-year deal with ESPN. Now, Byrne has indicated that the Longhorn network is part of the reason that A&M is planning to leave the Big 12. The 3-0 Aggie volleyball team is in Portland for four matches in the Portland Nike tournament starting tonight when they face Portland U. They'll also meet Butler on Friday, then Nevada and Washington State on Saturday. The Texas Rangers lost to Tampa Bay 4-1 last night in Arlington, but the good news is the Angels lost to Seattle 2-1, so Texas keeps a 3.5-game lead in the American League West. The Rangers have 25 games left, just 10 at home and 15 on the road, including 2 6-game road trips, the first of which starts tomorrow at Boston. The schedule makers did get it right, as the Rangers will finish the regular season with 3 games at the Angels. They'll finish up with Tampa Bay tonight in Arlington. The Houston Astros have won 4 in a row. They swept Pittsburgh with a 2-0 win last night at Minute Maid. The Astros are off tonight and will host Milwaukee this weekend. Houston still by far has the worst record in baseball at 47-90, and they are on track for their first ever 100-loss season. The closest they've ever come to that was 97 losses in 1991, 1975, and in 1965. A person familiar with the death of Wade Belak tells the AP that the former National Hockey League player hanged himself. Belak played with 5 NHL teams before retiring in March. He was found dead Wednesday in Toronto at the age of 35. Belak is the 3rd NHL enforcer found dead since May. The body of 27-year-old Rick Rippon of Winnipeg was discovered earlier this month at his home in Alberta after a police official said a call was answered for a sudden and non-suspicious death. Former Rangers enforcer Derek Bugard died in May at the age of 28 due to an accidental mix of alcohol and painkiller. And five-time champion Roger Federer won 52 of 60 points on his serve and didn't face a break point while beating 93rd-ranked Dudi Sela of Israel today in the second round of the U.S. Open. It's the Swiss star's 225th career victory in a Grand Slam match, giving him sole possession of second place on the open-era list behind Jimmy Connors, 233. In women's play on day four at Flushing Meadows, Serena Williams needed just 49 minutes to advance a day after her sister Venus withdrew from the U.S. Open. And that's your first look at sports. Good evening. We'll have more coming up the next half hour. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.